Gemara Daf Kuftes Amid Beis asks a question: how is it that Chazal and Misakein Dalit Kosos? We know that there's a concept of sakona of zugos, that we don't try to do things in pairs. So how could it be that Chazal and Misakein Dalit Kosos, the four kosos, two pairs? So it seems as though the takonat Rabbanan is going to come lidei sakona. So the Gemara first wants to answer that maybe Kol Shel Brach is somehow different. Well, maybe since Leil HaSeder is Leil Shimurim, it's Meshuma from Sakana, so there's no concern. And then it quotes Ravina, who says, no, there's a Yisod about Dalit Kosos, that Arba Kosit Tokina Rabbana Derecheres Kol Chai B'chad Mitzvah Ba'apen Nafshu. Each one of the Dalit Kosos is a separate element. Kol Chai B'chad Mitzvah Ba'apen Nafshu. So we asked, is it really a separate element? Chazal U'Misakeh, Dalit Kosos. So they also said to put the Dalit Kosos on different parts of the Seder, but why should we assume that they're separate? Fakir, the Ikka Takona was to drink Dalit Kosos. So perhaps the answer is, we suggested that either way you explain the nature of the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos, either Tosos or the Rambam, the answer is that there is no concept of Zugos. If the Ikka Takona was to have Kosos Shel Brocha Mishum Cheres, the Derech Cheres is only the Tam HaTakona, but the real Takona is to have four Kosos Shel Brocha. So of course, they're independent mitzvahs, there's nothing to talk about, that's not Zugos. But even if you'll say like the Rambam, that Derech Cheres is not just the Tam HaTakona, but that's the nature of the Takona itself, that the Takona was Shesiyah of Dalit Kosos Derech Cheres, once Chazal were Mesakin, a Kol Chad B'chad Navid Be Mitzvah, that you're supposed to link each one of the Dalit Kosos to different parts of the Seder, so that separates them. And that's what the Gemara here is saying, Kol Chad B'chad Mitzvah Ba'apen Nafshon. Later on in Kuf Yud Zayin, it says, Kol Chad B'chad Navid Be Mitzvah. Let's do a mitzvah with each one of the Dalit Kosos. That means that Chazal instituted that we should do something else. We should have another Takona. Aside from the Ikka Takona of Dalit Kosos, Derech Eres, there's this inyan that Kol Chad B'chad Navid Be Mitzvah. Let's link them to different parts of the Seder. So once Chazal instituted that second element of the Dalit Kosos, so it turns out that the Dalit Kosos are viewed separately. They have a separate identity because they're linked to different parts of the Seder. So because of that, there isn't going to be any problem with Zugos. The Rashash here on the Gemara has a comment. He says, L'chori could be medayek, a very important yesod from this Gemara. Gemara says that the Dalit Kosos are kol chad b'chad mitzvah ba'apen nafshon. Zokter Rashash, what do you see from here? You see from here that the Dalit Kosos are independent units. So if you only have enough wine for one or two or three of the Dalit Kosos, they're not ma'akven zeh. You can have one, two, or three. You don't need all four. That's what the Rashash wants to suggest based on the lashon of the Gemara. Amar de gediyuk. The Rashash says on the Gemara, Arba kosit apinir abona kol chad b'chad mitzvah b'avi nafshu, mikad nirali the Dalit Kosos ein ma'akven zeh v'mein lo elo sholosh yishta kula. If you don't have all four, you only have three, so drink three, that's also okay. It's not as good as having four, but they're not ma'akven zeh. If the Dalit Kosos would be ma'akven zeh, so then if you only have one, so you can make kiddush with that kos, still, you don't say kiddush. You can make kiddush with the kos. If you have another kos, you could say, put the kos on Birchas Hamazon. Could be a din during the year also to have a kos on Birchas Hamazon. It's a question if there's really a requirement nowadays. Do we do that or not? But you could have another kos. It's not a problem because there's another halacha that you're going to be yotzei, a kos on Birchas Hamazon, a kos on kiddush. But the kos on Haggadah and the kos on Hallel, that's a special takon of Dalit Kosos. So those kosos, if Dalit Kosos ma'akven zeh zeh, so then there will be no reason to have a kos. Kos number two and kos number four. So comes the Rashash and says, from this Gemara you see that the nine ma'akven zeh zeh, kol echad ve'echad mitzvah ba'pei nafshehu. So even if you don't have all four, then it still pays to drink whatever you have. The Magen Avraham at the beginning of Siman Tov Pei Gimel echoes a similar sentiment, and he tries to figure out what should you do if you have one, if you have two, if you have three. What's the order of priorities in the Dalit Kosos? Let's take a look at this Magen Avraham together. This is in Packet 24. Magen Avraham, on page 3. Magen Avraham says, "Nirali the Mishaim or the Kosa Echad Yikah Chosol the Kiddush." That's not such a Kiddush. We also would have imagined that, right? Could be Kiddush Yom Tov night is Daraisa even. So certainly you're going to take it for Kiddush. The Hayeshamim the Birchas Hamazon Ena Tuna Kosa. His logic is, some say that Birchas Hamazon doesn't require Kosha Bracha anyway. So certainly you take that for Kiddush. He's assuming Kiddush is only the Rabbana, Kiddush on Yom. So then Kiddush and Kosa Birchas Hamazon would be the same, but since there's more of a chiyuv for Kiddush, that's why you take it for Kiddush. Dimesh lo shnayim, ikach la Kiddush ul Birchas Hamazon. These two would trump any of the other Kosos. Dimesh lo gimel, says the Magen Avraham, ikach la Kiddush, ve'akol sheni yomer ha'agada agol yisro, ve'al ha'shlishi yivar Birchas Hamazon. Ve'aragav yomer ha'tzihala b'lo Kosos. Talk to the Magen Avraham, if you have the third Kos, if you have enough wine for three Kosos, so then of course you're going to do Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon, but what should you do for the third one? Hagada. Halal is the least, he says. Halal is the least. Better to have a kos on Haggadah and say the halal without a kos. This is what the Magen Avraham wants to suggest. The Chok Yaakov has an interesting comment over here. Chok Yaakov in Sivkot and Beis. He quotes the Magen Avraham. And he says, V'linira dim hu b'leil rishon v'yesh l'rak shnei kosos yikayim echad Alel Sheni, Kidlael Simintov Pebez. The Chok Yaakov suggests that if you have two kosos, then don't leave the other one to Birchas Hamazon. Don't use the two kosos for Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon on the first night of Yom Tov, but rather use one for Kiddush on the first night and one for Kiddush of the second night. It says, wait till the second night. Somehow the Chok Yaakov assumes that Kiddush is on a higher level than the rest of the Dalel kosos. Unclear why. If he holds Kiddush on Yom Tov is Daraisa, so maybe you could say that if Kiddush on Yom Tov is Daraisa, even though Yom Tov Sheni is only the Rabbanan, it's Minigab Oseim Bideim. Some say that it's a Takana the Rabbanan. Ran has a Lashon like that, the Ran in Beitza and other places. Okay, it's a Takana the Rabbanan, but it's a Takana the Rabbanan to extend the Daraisa of Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. If you hold Kiddush on Yom Tov is Daraisa. If you hold Kiddush on Yom Tov is Daraisa, then on Yom Tov Sheni, you have a Takana Derabanan to extend the Mitzvah Daraisa of Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. So Efshe, you could say that that's other, that's more than the rest of the Dalakosas that are only Midarabanan. Maybe that's what the Chok Yaakov is saying. The rest of the Dalakosas on the first night, those are only Derabanan, but Kiddush on Yom Tov Sheni is linked to a Daraisa. There's a Shem Daraisa on it because the whole idea of Yom Tov Sheni is to do whatever mitzvahs you did on Yom Tov Rishon on the second night. So if it's Daraisa on the first night, and you're extending that mitzvah to the second night, maybe that's Adif. Maybe that's Adif. What's interesting is that he assumes that you have a right to take into account the second night, to say that rather than be Mekayim mitzvahs right now, here in front of me, mitzvahs that are sitting in front of me the first night of the Seder, I should wait until tomorrow. Wait till next year. Well, not till next year. Wait till tomorrow and do it tomorrow. Who gives you the right to wait till tomorrow? Very interesting sheet of the Chok Yaakov. The Berheite Venuchas Tfila and Simon Sadi Sivkot and Yud Aleph quotes Macholgas Radvaz and the Chochmas Sodom. What's the din? Radvaz has an interesting story. It's a famous tshuva. Someone once asked him, he was in jail, and the Tsar, the one in charge of the jail, gave him the right to leave the jail for one day. Gave him a right to leave the jail for one day to go daven with the minion, to do whatever he wants to do, and then he has to come back. He has to come back to jail. So the Shiloh was asked, which day should he choose? Should he choose Yom Kippur? Should he choose Shabbos? Which day should he choose? Zokter Advaz, choose tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day that you should choose. But Yom Kippur, Shabbos, is tomorrow the most special day? Zokter Advaz, tomorrow is special because every day is special. You don't wait for the future. Mitzvah b'liyadcha al tach mitzena. You have the opportunity to do a mitzvah now, or a mitzvah tomorrow, whatever it is. Right? He was saying, the person was asking, I have a choice. I mean, obviously, he could have left that day, but that day was not an option. The question was tomorrow, the next day, etc. Zokter Advaz, don't wait for a more choshev day, so to speak. Pick the very next day, take the first opportunity to do a mitzvah. Famous tshuva. There's a lot of mussar in that tshuva. But strangely enough, the Chok Yaakov doesn't seem to subscribe to the Radvaz Ashita, because he's saying, if you have more than one coast, don't take the first one for Kiddush, the second one for Birchas HaMazon. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow and use the second coast for Kiddush. And he must be assuming that Kiddush on Yom Tov is Daraisa. So even though it's Yom Tov Sheni, but somehow there's the Shem Daraisa on this coast, and Daraisa beats out the Rabbanan. So in the realm of Kedima, in the order of priorities, Kiddush on the second night is going to be more important than Birchas HaMazon on the first night. It's not caution. Maybe we should say, you have mitzvahs tonight. Who knows what tomorrow is going to bring? Who knows what tomorrow is going to be? Why should you wait for tomorrow? It's a big chiddush of the Chok Yaakov. Big chiddush. There's an interesting idea I saw quoted from the Shvus Yaakov. A lot of Yaakovs coming in. The Shvus Yaakov writes that if you have only two kosos, Yitaka should leave the second kos for kiddush. He agrees with the Chok Yaakov. But he says, if you have four kosos, what should you do? So if you would ask me, I'd say, well, maybe take three for tonight and one for Kiddush. He says, no, if you have four kosos, use them for dalit kosos of tonight. That's the Kiddush of the Shvus Yaakov. It's like he has the Chok Yaakov with a ring. He agrees with the Chok Yaakov that if you only have two kosos, use one for Kiddush tonight and one for Kiddush tomorrow. But he says, if you have four kosos, then use them all for tonight. What's the pshat in the Shvus Yaakov? L'chora, what he means to say is, even though dalakosos are not ma'akvin zuazu, clearly dalakosos are not ma'akiv each other, the fact that he's willing to say that if you don't have four kosos, you should do whatever you have, right? Use one kos, two kosos, even three, it sounds like. So he seems to be assuming that dalakosos are not ma'akiv each other, but nevertheless, he posits, if you have four kosos, there is an inyan l'chadchila to have dalit kosos. Even though they're not ma'akik each other, it's a mitzvah l'chadchila to have the unit of four. So it's better to have dalit kosos for tonight than to wait till tomorrow and use one for kiddush. That's the interesting chiddush that we have from the Shvus Yaakov. Yeah. Okay. This is all based on the comment of the Rashash. The Rashash starts us rolling, and then the Achronim follow, and the Rashash is mold. The Rashash says that dalakosos are not ma'akev each other, and then the question is, so which comes first? Kiddush comes first, but let's say you have more than one, so which one of the kosos is going to come first? Zot ha'maral lohoyu dvarim me'olam. The Maral argues with the Rosh Hashanah. He says, there's no raya b'chlal from this Gemara that dalakosos are not ma'akev each other. Why not? But doesn't the Gemara say, kol echa ve'echa mitzvah v'apre nafshon? Says the Maral, you misunderstood the Gemara. The Gemara is not telling us that the mamish mitzvah v'apre nafshon. Mitzvah v'apre nafshon to the extent that they're not ma'akev each other? No, chalila. Of course they're ma'akev each other. Of course dalakosos are a unit of four. But just one second, if they're a unit of four, so then what's the Gemara saying? Mitzvah b'nafshi? Kolecha b'echa mitzvah b'nafshi? Talk to Maral Azoy. This is in Vurus Hashem, page 6. Oh, nosan arav tam, shekevan dehem mitzvahs mechulokos sorach levarecha kolecha b'echa kedeh lechalek osom kedeh le'el. The Maral is going on the riff that we're going to talk about in just a moment, the mitzvah Hashem. The Riv says that since kolecha ve'echa mitzvah b'nafshi, each one of the dalakos is a separate mitzvah, you say a separate bari priagofen on each kos. So zok the maral, mizei yesh lilmod, kevan da'aminash kol kos v'kos, mitzvah b'fnei atzma, shema'en lo ra'gimel kos, she'ishta shloshes kos, kolecha ve'echa mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Then one would imagine, based on the Riv, one would imagine, it's based on the Gemara really, that since kolecha ve'echa mitzvah b'nafshi, so if you have only a few of the kosos, you don't have enough of four kosos, so you should do whatever you have. If you only have three kosos, then drink the three. V'yeroya zokta maral she'ein lilmod mizeh. It's a bad deal. Don't be medayek like the Rashash. He doesn't quote the Rashash, but that's what he's saying. Don't be medayek like the Rashash. D'lor minan shekolecha ve'echa mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Rak le'inyin zeh de'ein ha'arba kosos shtia achas v'yir bem zugos. Ela lechol echa ve'echa tam mipnei atzmo ve'ein b'em zugos. What's the Maral saying? He's saying the whole idea of the Gemara that kol echa ve'echa mitzvah ape nafshi, this is a local statement. Right? It's a statement that's relevant only for Zugas. The kasha of the Gemara is, how can Chachamim be misakin dalet kosos? It's a davar she'asi lidei sakana. You have Zugos over here, so how can they do it? Zok Ravina, no, kol echa ve'echa mitzvah ape nafshi. Zok the Maral, that's a halacha only the gabi Zugos. Meaning, since Chazal were misakin, that kol chad v'chad nave be'mitzvah, that you should link each one of the dalet kosos to different parts of the seder. So Chazal is saying that there's an element of individuality here. There's an element of separateness in the dalet kosos. Each one is linked to a different part of the seder. So because each one is linked to a different part of the seder, you don't have to look at them as a unit. Of course, maybe the ikar takana was four kosos together. But once Chazal were misakin to link each one of the dalet kosos to different parts of the seder, so it turns out that we treat them as separate units to some extent. To what extent? The Gabi Zugos, we treat them as separate units. But that doesn't mean that they're not really a unit of four. Me'ikar Adin, they're a unit of four. It's only Le'inyan Zugos that we treat them as separate units. Because there's this extra element. Right? Even if you'll tell me, Me'ikar Adin, Dalet Kosos, Takana Rabbanan, Derecheres, there's a Takana of Dalet Kosos, Derecheres, but there's an extra Takana. There's a Takana Nosefes, the Kol Chad V'Chad Nava Ben Mitzvah. So that Takana Nosefes gives an independent quality to each one of the Dalet Kosos. And that's enough to solve the Zugos problem. But fundamentally, are the Dalet Kosos one unit? Zok the Maral Avada. Avada, they're one unit. And because they're one unit, they're still Ma'akvin, Zezah. The Maral was preceded by someone else who made exactly the same comment. And who's that? Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David, one of the Rishonim, he gives the Maral's answer. I read the Lashon of the Rabbeinu David yesterday, but I left out one part. If you're following along with me, you notice. But if not, I fooled you. What does the Rabbeinu David say? Ravina Amar Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah Penafshe, page 2. Teimo Zeh. Sharei Arba Kosos saying, Shetikna Lo Shtiyah Shal Arba Kosos Derecheres. That's the part I left out. Rabbeinu David asks Akasha, Efrekta Akasha, how can it be mitzvah penafshi? There's no din of zugos over here. But arba kosos tokine rabbana derecheres. Chazal u'mesakin, a unit of four. And it's taka one unit. V'haraya. It's not a raya, but it's v'honafkimine, he says. The nafkamina would be that if you only have one or two, don't do it at all. It's useless. The halacha of dalet kosos doesn't exist. He wouldn't say, don't make kiddush. Make kiddush. You can have a kos on berachas hamazon, but he's saying, if you only have three, you have three, forget about the third kos. You can't do three koses without four. You need four together. So his kasha is, if you need four together, that's his assumption. His assumption is dalet kosos are one unit, and the nafkamina is that the ma'akfin zezeh. So if it's unit, it's one unit, so why is there no problem with Zugas? How can you say mitzvah b'apei nafshi? Shlomo, he says, she'akavona yilu masha'omu lefoneinu abba kosi tokini rabbana derecheres. Hoel ve'ika kol chad v'chad nave be mitzvah. V'kevon she'tikno kol chad le'mitzvah osu ze'la kiddush, ve'ze'la sibra gada, ve'ze'la berichas ha'mazam, ve'ze'la halel, kol echad u'nechshav la'atzmo ve'mitzdarf in ze'em ze'la inyan Zugas. He gives the Maral's answer. He says, "Be'achad Chazal Musakin Kol Chad V'Chad Nave Be'Mitzvah." Even though Me'ikirat in the Rabbeinu David says Dalet Kosos are one unit, Tapini Rabbanan Derecheres Dalet Kosos. But now Chazal added the second Halacha that Kol Chad V'Chad Nave Be'Mitzvah, that we link the Dalet Kosos different parts of the Seder. Me'achad Shekein, he says Kol Echad Hu Nechshav La'atzmo. There's an element of independence, of separateness in each one of the kosos. So le'inyan zugos, they're not going to be mitzvah in Zemzeh. Would they be ma'akiv each other or vada, Rabbi Nadova would say? That's his kasha. His kasha is, it's one unit. So if it's one unit, they would talk be ma'akiv each other. And he doesn't change. He just says le'inyan zugos, they're viewed as independent units because of the separate takana of kol chad v'chad nave ben mitzvah. This question as to whether the Dalet tells us I'm Ma'akan Zeh or not Ma'akan Zeh. So this, the Sefer Birkas Avraham, points out that the Ravid in his Hasobas on the Rambam, seems to take a stand on it. Let's see what the Ravid says. This is the Rambam and Ravid, which I added to the packet after it was completed already, because we don't have Svarim over here in the Heights Lounge, unfortunately. So it's after page 2. It doesn't have a number on it, but it's after page 2. What does the Rambam say? Notice how it's a maxim. Perek Ches Halacha Yud. He's talking about the Dalet Kosos, Kos Revi, after Halel. So he says, V'yesh lo ligmar as a Halel b'chol makom sheyirtza aval b'sheinu makom suda. You can finish up the Halel anyway, the Rambam says. It doesn't matter whether it's makom suda, not makom suda, it's fine. Ein makom gori. He is to say, Halel, the makom is not critical. So up to Ravid, Omar Avraham, ein adas mekabel eskein. Lefisha ein kan shame le arba'a kosos im einan b'mokom echa. Dr. Ravid, you have to finish halal in the mokom hasuda. Not let it change. You can't move to a different place. The halal has to be b'mokom hasuda. But why? There's some link between halal and suda? No. It's that the dalet kosos have to be in the same mokom. Interesting idea. Now, you don't do two kosos in one house and two kosos in a different house. According to the Ravid, the dalet kosos have to be done in the same mokom. So of the Birka Safram, what do you see from the Ravid? If Dalet Kosos and Amma Akvin Zeh, why should they need the same makom? They're Mikol Echabachim, it's about Penafshi. Well, what's the Ravid talking about? The fact that the Ravid requires Mokom Echad for Dalet Kosos, that's mashma that the Ravid holds, like the Rabbeinu David, that Dalet Kosos Ataka one you. Ay, Kol Chabacha Nava Be Mitzvah. Okay, that's a dinosa. That dinosav is enough to alleviate the problem of zugos, but fundamentally the dalet kosos are one unit, and because they're one unit, so therefore they need one makom. What does the Rambam hold? It's unclear. The Rambam could also hold that the dalet kosos are takana akid each other, but he just says that the makom is in gorei. You don't need one makom. Ravid holds because dalet kosos ma'akim zu because they're one unit, therefore the makom is gorim. So the Ravid could argue whether makom is gorim and dalet kosos or not. But one thing is clear: the Ravid must hold that they're ma'akim zeze, because if not, it doesn't make any sense that hamakom gorim, that you need makom echad for all of the dalet kosos. But from the Rambam, it's not clear exactly what he holds. We should point out that this Shaila is related somewhat to the old Machlokas about how to learn the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. What is the Iker of the Takana Dalet Kosos? And what does Kol Chad V'Chad Nava Be Mitzvah mean? L'chore, it's impossible to say that Dalet Kosos Ma'akvin Zeh unless you hold like the Rambam's approach, that the Iker of the Takana Dalet Kosos is Shtiyas Dalet Kosos Derech Eitz. And the din nosaf, the extra din is that kol chad v'chad nava ben mitzvah. Right? If you hold like that, so then it's possible to say that dalet kosos ataka ma'akev each other. But if you hold like the Bali Tosis, if you hold that the takana was that kol chad v'chad nava ben mitzvah, the tama takana is because of derech eretz, because I'll say let's have a lot of kosos shel bracha tonight. So if the takana itself was that we're supposed to have koso shel bracha in different parts of the seder, that's the nature of the takana, it's very hard to say that they're ma'akev each other, that they're really one unit. Because the ikar takana was not that they're one unit. It's only within the Rambam that there's room to debate. It could go either way, but there's room to debate. It's certainly mistaber to say that if the ikar of the takana was Dalet Kosos Derech Eretz, that it's Taka one unit? That's what the Rabbeinu David said. That's his old kasha. Is since Chazal was misaking Dalet Kosos Derech Eretz, doesn't that show you that it's one unit and they're ma'akid each other? So if they're ma'akid each other, should be a problem of zugos? So he says, no, because of the dinosa, because of the extra halacha, there's no zugos issue. But his whole assumption is built on the yisod that Dalakosos, Takini Rabbanan Derecheres, the Iker is that there's a Takon of Dalakosos, like the Rambam Shita. There's a Shasiya Derecheres of Dalakosos. So then he's willing to say that they're ma'akib each other. But if you go like the other side, that the Iker Takona is that they're separate Kosos, so then there's really no room to say that they're ma'akib each other, that they should be viewed as one unit. Questions? Yes. If the Ram is what?
So that's what I'm suggesting, that even though it's a Takana Shasiya Derecheres, as I'll say, when I even say that, when you're talking about the Tzeres Yisrael, you're supposed to drink Dalakosos Derecheres. But why is the Makom so critical? Why is the Makom so critical? Is the Makom so critical? Look, the Prophet Pesach has to be eaten the Vayas Kappa. It doesn't mean the Vayas Kappa. It means the Chabura Kappa. She said that, you know, just look at the Pesach, you have this misconception. I think that it has to be eaten in one place. If you leave that Makom, you might have to make another In a similar way here, just because the Dalakosos are one unit, doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be drunk in one makom. I could hear the writings finer, then it should be in one makom, because if it's one unit, it should all be in the same place. But it's not possible to say that. The Rambam put different, say the makom is not very accurate.
Yaakov is saying, you know what, you should leave it for Kiddush of the second night if you have two kosos? That's because Dalit kosos really should be ma'akid each other. So if you have three kosos, there wouldn't be a point in drinking the third kosos because there's no value, it's not a unit. But there are certain other independent elements to these kosos. Kiddush, kosos, berachas, there are other elements. So maybe he's saying, leave it for the kos of Kiddush of the second night, because at least you'll be yotze Kiddush tonight and Kiddush the second night. But maybe Hitaka holds that Dalit kosos are going to be ma'akev each other. Let's look at the lashon of the Chok Yaakov again for a moment. See, it's a very insightful comment, but I'm not sure if it's meduyik in the lashon of the Chok Yaakov. What is he saying? I don't have Simon Tov Pei Beis over here. He's connecting Kiddush to Matzah. Yikayim Alel Beis L'inyan Matzah. There's something about Matzah. If you don't have too much Matzah, somehow you're going to push off a little bit of Matzah for the second night. I don't know. I have to look further in the Chok Yaakov. It seems as though, since he's comparing Tov Pei Beis, which one is the door? Okay, let me take a look. Let me take a look over Shabbos. And we'll see if I can figure out what he's doing. Okay, let me take a look. The fact that he's comparing Kiddush to Matzah, it seemed to imply that he's not saying it to be in. That was Hotzos Ma'akman's answer. Because if that's the case, then what's the comparison to Matzah? Let's see. Let me take a look at the Chok Yaakov and I'll try to get back to it. But it's a very insightful comment. Anyway, whether it's correct or not, it's definitely a fascinating idea. Okay, let's go weiter. It's actually not weiter. It's really the next chelek of the sugya. That is the comment of the Rif. Ravina makes this point that kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'pei nafsheh, that each one of the dalakosos is really separate. So comes the Rif on the heels of that comment, and he says a fundamental thing. What does the Rif say? Let's all turn to the Rif. Let's look together. The Amri Ravusa quotes Ravina on Chof Dalad Amin Aleph and Dapri Arif, and then he says, V'ami Ravusa hol v'chol echa v'echa misa b'fnei atzmahu barchinam bar piyagofen akol kosa v'kosa. The Rif quotes those who say that since each one of the dalakosos is a separate mitzvah, so we say a different bar piyagofen on each one of the kosos. Now this is very interesting. The Ran is troubled. What's the Rif extrapolating from? The Gemara is talking about Zugos. Zugos, that kol chad v'chad mitzvah b'pei nafsheh, there's no din of zugos. But what does that have to do with the bar pri agafen? Lomad harav, says the Ran, lomad harav zal inyan abrocha b'mashamar linyan zugos. What do the two have to do with each other? L'chora, the chiyuv to make a new bracha rishon is a function of the das ha'odom. What's his das? A person makes a bracha rishon, and he eats. And let's say he has a hesach hadas, he has a lapse of attention, meaning he's not expecting to eat anymore. He thinks he's only going to eat this. Then someone, he has a chocolate bar, he finishes the chocolate bar, and then someone comes with a new chocolate bar. He wasn't expecting to eat that chocolate, so he has to make another bracha. Because there was no das on the second chocolate bar when he made the first birchas hanen. The function of Das HaAdam. But what does Zugos have to do with Das HaAdam? Zugos is a function of Sakana. If you do things in pairs, so then there's a Sakana. What does that have to do with Das? Bracha is a function of what the person's Das was. The halacha is that if a person is Nimlach, he changes his mind. He was thinking one thing, and then he changes his mind and thinks something else. So the din is that he has to make another bracha. But Zugos is the function of whether you have pairs or not. So if you have pairs, then there's a problem. There's a sakon. If you don't have pairs, there's no problem. So what does one have to do with the other? Says the Ran, Lomar Arav Zal Inyan Abracha Mimasha Amar Leinyan Zugos Levishein Shoven Bedin. Levishein Shoven Bedin Nimlach. The reason why the Rif learned this idea, this halacha bar pi agafen from Zugos, is because there is a comparison between Bracha Rishona and Zugos Leinyan this halacha of Nimlach. Sharei nimlach ein bo mishum zugos. V'nimlach nami kovea brocha acheres. Hilkach kevin lechazina dahani kosi lo mitzdarfen d'levi zugos. Alma lo mimshichi ha'adodi v'aviki nimlach. Hilkach kolecha kovea brocha la'atzma. What's the vart of the riff? The Gemara Kufiyot a little bit later says that nimlach ein behemishem zugos, that if you change your mind in the middle, then that's not zugos, that's a hefzik. It's not viewed as one unit anymore, even though it's a pair, you're doing two things, but it's not two, because there's really a separation. So you see that le'inyan zugos, nimlach plays a role. That if my das was not to do some two things together, then it's not called a pair. So if das plays a role, le'inyan zugos. And we know that the dalekosa kolechad is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma le'inyan zugo, so it's like a din of nimlach. Right? Obviously, the fact that the dalekosa a mitzvah b'hapei nafsha, so you see that it's like a din nimlach. Just like nimlach is kovea bracha acheres la'atzma, so too the dalekosas will be kovim bracha acheres l'chalef. That's what the Ram wants to suggest, that the fact that nimlach ein bo mishum zugos tells me that if I'm not treating two things that I'm doing, so to speak, together as one, right? So das can split up those items. So he's assuming that in the Dalet Kosos, since kol echad mitzvah v'apei nafshi, it's like nimlach. It's meaning it's like a separate unit. So if it's a separate unit vis-a-vis zugos, then it should be viewed as a separate unit vis-a-vis bracha rishona as well. It's interesting. The ikar of dalet kosos is not a function of das ha'adam. It's a takonas chazal. Takonas chazal. Chazal say the first bracha should be on kiddush, and the second on hagodah, and the third on birchas hamazon. It's not that your das is like that. But the point is, since they're on separate units, if we view them as independent units vis-a-vis zugos, then it's no different than nimlach. It's a hefsek. It's no different than nimlach. Because it's no different than nimlach, therefore they're going to get a separate draw. This is the sheet of the riff. But the riff continues. The riff goes on, and he brings a raya to his sheet from a Gemara in Fulham. U'masayeh lahay svar mehodet nan shochot meyach chayas mokom echad kiseyach alechulon. Maya ovas makamecha kisiyach alechulam. Rabbi Yehuda omer shochet chaye chaser ve'acharkach yishkot ha'ov. Okay, we'd have to read the whole riff inside. It's quite long, but okay. What's he saying? Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that if you shochet chaya, you chaser ve'acharkach yishkot ha'ov. You want to shecht chayas and you want to shecht ha'ov. The din is that if you shecht, well, let me ask you, when is there a mitzvah of kisui hadam? Chaya, Oaf, or Behema? When is there a mitzvah of Kisui Adam?
Which one does that involve? Yes. Chaya. Okay. That's right. Is no mitzvah of that? Chaya, Oaf, or Behema? When is there a mitzvah of Kisui Adam? Chaya, is it? Chaya and Oaf, Behema? Correct. Mori Shlosser. Excellent. 2 points.
The mitzvah of Kisui Adam is by Chaya and Oaf, not by Behema. But it's both by Chaya and Oaf. So comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, what's the deal? Let's say you shecht the Chaya. So there's a mitzvah of Kisui Adam and a Chaya. If you shecht multiple Chayas, you don't have to make more bracha shchita. You made a bracha. Shekhar Shana Mitzvah Mitzvahnu ala Ashrita. It covers all of the Chayas. But let's say you want to shecht Ofas. The halacha is that you're supposed to be Mechasa the Chaya first. Bimachasa lechayis, finish that. It's not for now, but there are smuchin lekach to say that Kisui Adam is like a gemara of the shchita. So you should finish off that first shchita, finish off the shchita of the chaya, and then shechta off. But zok the gemara in Chulin, moder Rabbi Yehuda leinim bracha shem evarich al bracha achas. But the reality is, Rabbi Yehuda would still say, you know, you finish off the shchita with the Kisui Adam, now you're shechting offos, you have to the chayas. Don't make another brechas shchita on the offos. Your bracha on the shchita sachai was enough for the shchita sa'ofos. The Gemara asks in Chulin, it's a long piece in the riff. The Gemara asks in Chulin that the Amoraim, they ganged up on each other, and they ask, but when it comes to a suda, someone makes a bracha rishona, and then after the suda, they made a hamotzi, made a bracha rishona, and then someone says, havlon v'nivrich, let's bench. The halacha is that it's a lechu. The mishti chamer. You're not allowed to drink without another bracha. Once you say havla v'nivrach, it's an expression of a das that you want to bench. So once you express that das, then you're not allowed to. You can eat again, but you have to make another bracha rishon. You have to make another bracha rishon of it. So why over here you're going to do a kisei adam on the shchita sachaya, and then you're going to do a shchita sa'ov? Well, how can you not make another bracha za shchita? By doing the kisei adam, you're basically saying havlon v'nivra. You're saying it's over. You're saying the first shchita is over. So zok the gemara chulin a yisod. The yisod is hosa mishta ubruchi behadi adadi lo efshar hocha efshar the shachay bechadi adam vechasi bechadi adam. The difference is that you can't drink and bench at the same time. So if you say havlan v'navrich, you're basically saying that your eating is over. So that's why if you change your mind, if you're nimlach, you change your mind, you want to continue eating, you must make another bracha rishon. But by kisi adam, you can do the kisui with one hand, and you can do the shchita with the other hand. You can make mechas with your left hand. If you like your right hand for the shchita, you can't shout so well with your left hand. Do the kisi adam with your left hand. What's the big deal? Just take the offering and be mechas with your left hand. You can do the two together. So there is no hafsik over here, says the Gemara. Since you can do the kisi adam for the chaya and the shchita for the ov at the same time, so you can do them at the same time, there is no hefzik, so that's why you don't make another birchas hashchita. But by birchas hamazon, once you say havlan v'navrich, so now you have to bench. You can't bench and continue eating at the same time. You can't eat them. You can have your cake, but you can't eat it while you're benching. Right? You can't have the food while you're benching. It doesn't work. So therefore, it's viewed as a hefzik, and that's why if you want to continue eating, you must make another birch lishon. Shaminan hashta zok the rif the chiyechi the leinian brichas amazon kevin lo efshel mishti uvruchi bahadi adadi havya afsoka. What do you see? That by brichas amazon, since you can't eat and bench at the same time as you does a hefsek, the kadmasik leil brichas amazon sirch lachzu levarach bar piagofen. So once you say havlo v'navrach and you decide you want to drink some more, you have to make another bar piagofen. Hachenami kevin lo efshel leil mikri. You can't read Haggadah and drink at the same time. Each time you have to make another Bari Priyagofen. This is the Yisod of the Rif. The Rif says that each one of the Dalakozos gets a different Bari Priyagofen. His Rayas from Chulin, that the Yisod we see from Chulin is that if you can't do the activity, if you can't do the eating Bahadi Adadi with something else that you're doing now, then it's viewed as a hefsek. Just like you can't eat and bench at the same time, so once you express the interest in benching, that's a hefsek from your original achila. So if you decide to eat or drink again, you must make another bracha. So to here, you can't say Haggadah and drink at the same time, so you have to make another Bar Piragofen on the second course. Okay, this is what the Rif claims. In fact, the Balamar, what is one from the other? Balamar says that there's no comparison between the two. Where's the Balamar? Right here. Balamar and Daf Chav Gimel on the base. V'ein b'chol haraya shehevi l'dvar of raya. Look, the Balamar, I don't think the Rif is correct about any of the rayas. It's mistaken. It's got to be the Balamar to say that. Lo l'kisi adam. Below the sudasa, the Talmid of the Rav. Why? Well, what's the problem? I see no comparison between Birchas Hamazon, between Shchita, Birchas Hamazon, and Dalakosas. Talk to Balamar, Lefisha Birchas Hamazon Siluk Achilahu. Why do you have to make another bracha once you express the desire to bench? That's because Birchas Hamazon is a Siluk Suda. It takes away, it ends the original achilah. It's over, the sudah's over. Just the expression, havlon v'navrich, the desire to bench, is like birchas hamazon, so it's a siluk sudah. V'amot olohachi hava avsoka, that's why it's a hefzek, kevin lo efshel l'mishti l'vruchi b'hadi adad. Since you can't eat and drink at the same time, so it's viewed as a hefzek, it's a siluk sudah. What's the siluk sudah? So therefore, you'd have to make another bracha if you change your mind. But Kisei Adam is also a Silah, so why don't you make another Berachas Hashchita on the Ofes? It's also a Silah. So up to Balamad, there's a big difference. The Kisei Adam Nami Silah Kula Shchita Shekanasa, Ulevavachi Salka Daitach Lashavi Avsaka, Ilav Mishum De Efshe De Shochet Bechad Yod and Mechasi Bechad Yod. The fact is, Kisei Adam should be a siluk to the shechita. And once it's a siluk to the shechita, your birchas hashechita and the chai is over. So if you want to shech ofes, you should have to make another birchas hashechita. So why not? The answer is, since you can do the kisui of the chaya and the shechita of the ofe at the same time, even though kisui should be a siluk, it's not going to be a siluk. The fact that you can do two things at the same time preserves the hemshechius. It preserves the continuity over here, so it's not viewed as a siluk. But really, a siluk should be mechayev in a new bracha. By birchas hamazon, the birchas hamazon really is a siluk because you can't eat and say birchas hamazon at the same time. But by kisui adam, you know, kisui adam really should be a siluk of the shechita. But because you could do the kisui of the chaya and the shechita of the oaf at the same time, it's not a hefsek. Avul medrash hagada zu menayin lanu shu siluk. Vari shulchan aruch besudas olafanav. Vein ze nir a siluk. Dr. Balamar, what emerges? The only thing that's viewed as a hefsek is a siluk suda. Siluk suda, there has to be a siluk of some sort. In suda, it has to be a siluk suda. In shchita, it has to be a siluk of the ma'aseh shchita. There has to be a siluk of it. So if you're talking about a bracha mishona, the only type of siluk that's going to take away the first bracha and require you to make another bracha is a siluk suda. What siluk suda is there at the seder? The Rif wants to say, well, just like by the case in Chulin, Yevshel Mishdiv Ruchi Bahadei Adodi, so if you say Havlan, then Navrich, and then you change your mind, you have to make another Baruch Hashem. So go over here, you have to make another Bar Pergov on each one of the Kosos, because you can't say Haggadah and drink at the same time. Fractal Balamar, what does one have to do with the other? There's no halachah Moshe Misina that if you can't do two things, two actions at the same time, it's automatically a Hefsa. You need a Siluk to be a Hefsa. For Krent, it's the other way. If you can do two things at the same time, that preserves the Hemsheichis and it's not viewed as a Hefsek. But if you don't have a Siluk Suda, you can't get the first base. Without a Siluk, of course there's no Hefsek. If you have a Siluk, so then you have to ask yourself, well, can I do the two actions at the same time? If it's a Siluk and I can't do the two actions at the same time, so that's a Siluk Gom. That preserves the status of Siluk and it's viewed as a Hefsek. If I can do the two actions at the same time, so even though it really is a siluk, but it's not a hefsek because it's not really nostalgic because you can do the two things at the same time. Frekta Balamar, what's the Rif talking about? I have to make another bar pergafen on the second kos. I might not be able to read Haggadah and to drink at the same time, but what siluk suda is here? The shulchan's aruch lefanein. We're going to have the suda. There's no siluk suda. So if there's no siluk suda, my bar pergafen on the kiddush is still alive. There's nothing to end it because there was no siluk. So there's no siluk. Why does the Rif say that you have to make another bar piagofen on the second coast? Pile ployim frekta balamor. Pile ployim. So the Ran gives an answer. You know what? I really wanted to get to this today, but I want to be able to develop the Ran well with you. And in fact, before we look at the Ran, we really should look at the Rosh. So let's leave this for Sunday. The Rosh and the Balamar are going in tandem. The Rosh brings another Raya to the Balamar, as you saw from the Gemara and Kuf Beis, that many of the Talmidim are talking with me about during Seder. The case of leaving in the middle of the meal to go daven. It's also another issue where you can't do two things at the same time. You can't. That's a phrase they have, right? You can't do two things. You can't tanzit tzvichasanas, right? So we're going to figure out on Sunday which things can you do at the same time, which things can't you do at the same time. This is interesting. So the Gemara there talks about, since you can't daven and eat at the same time, so maybe if you made a bracha rishona, then you had to run out to daven, maybe you should have to make another bracha rishona. That's another raya that they bring. So the Rosh is like the Balamar. He strengthens the kasha of the Balamar and the Rif. And then the Ran is the savior of the Rif. The Ran gives the answer to the Rif. So we have to look at the Rosh, we have to look at the Ran, figure out what the give and take is, right? What the different answers, the questions and the answers. And then we'll have to examine the lomdus of these different sheep is to determine what's called a hefsek and what's not called a hefsek. Okay, we'll stop here for the chelek on Gemara. I'll just add a brief thought from the Parsha to close out the shiur.